Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mama. Midi little son. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have your way today, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Wash us, Lord. Wash our hands. Wash our minds with your blood, Lord Jesus. Forgive us of our sins, Lord Jesus. Forgive us of our shortcomings, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Do your will today, Lord. Help us to serve you, Jesus. Help us to lift your name up, Lord. We love you this morning, Lord Jesus. We love you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name this morning, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for another day, Lord. Thank you for another opportunity, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name, Lord. We glorify you this morning, Jesus. Come on into the prayer line this morning, Lord Jesus. Touch somebody, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Help us to feel your presence this morning, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We need you, Lord, like never before, Lord. We need you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Stretch out your hand today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Stretch out your hand on us, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Speak to our hearts today, Lord. Speak to our hearts today, Lord Jesus. We cast our cares on you this morning, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Cleanse our hearts this morning, Jesus. Cleanse our minds, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us to praise your name this morning, Lord. Help us to glorify your name this morning. Help us to represent you, Lord, wherever we go, Lord. In your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all those that are coming on the prayer line this morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For waking us up in our right mind, Lord. Giving us a desire, Lord, to want to please you. Help us to get self out the way today, Lord Jesus. Not our will, Lord. Let it be your will, Lord. Give us your mind today, Lord Jesus. Give us the mind of Christ today, Lord. In your name, Jesus. In your name, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way today, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We magnify you this morning, Lord. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise your name this morning, Lord. More of you, Lord. More of you, Lord. And less of us, Lord Jesus. You increase, Lord Jesus, as we decrease, Lord. Hallelujah. Let your spirit rise up in us, Lord Jesus. Let your light shine, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That man may see and glorify you, Lord. Help us to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth this morning, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need you, Lord. Can't do nothing without you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise your name this morning, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your blood, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice, Lord. We thank you this morning, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on in, Jesus. Come on in, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Fresh wind, fresh fire, Lord. Thank you for today, Lord. We thank you. Bless your name. Bless your name. Good morning to those that are joining the prayer line this morning. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Man, he is worthy. He is worthy. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, yeah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This is Minister Andre Jeffries. I am your prayer host for this morning, for this beautiful Thursday morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I pray all is well with everyone that is coming in. I thank God for you joining us for our hour of prayer on Thursday. Our hour of prayer service on Thursday. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're going to pass it on to Sister Rachel at this time. Sister Rachel, are you there?
Good morning, yes, I'm here.
All right, you can go right ahead and let God use you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Oh, good morning, brothers and sisters. I am so blessed by today's prayer point Pastor Lenora sent me. It's an easy one for me to pray through. And I know the Holy Spirit laid upon my heart to share a 30-second synopsis of my testimony. My prayer prompt this morning is out of Isaiah 43. And the specific portion of it she gave me is, "Fear not, for I am with you." I'm going to read the scripture first. I'll share my tiny portion of my testimony, and then we'll pray through it. Isaiah 43 is God's promise of restoration. "Now, this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, not fear. I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. When you pass through waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. And since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east, and I will gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, and who I formed and made. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises. This is a tender time of year for me. It's the last week of September and into the first week of October and on in through the end of the month is a reflective period of time. It's when God called me back into the kingdom. I grew up in the church. My gifts were revealed early, and I spent a significant amount of time from 18 to 35 away from the Lord. When I finally got free, I'm a survivor of human trafficking. I spent 18 months spiraling and swirling, trying to find my identity. When you're a captive person, you don't have one. God sent a bright light to help me, and I would need it because Prophet told me at the end of September to slow down. God had sent her by my house to tell me to slow down because I was forging full speed ahead, my own will and my own desires, and working towards everything, every goal I had set for myself. It was all about me and my, what I wanted, what I planned, what I wanted to do, because I never had the opportunity to. Very quickly, she was right. She said, if you don't slow down, I see jail in your future. I see jail. And about 21 days later, in the middle of October, towards the end of it, I did find myself in jail from a horrific car wreck. It was a bad accident, but it was bad, and there were criminal charges attached to it, very serious ones. I was facing 3 serious felonies and 15 years to life in the penitentiary. Around that time, someone had reintroduced me to the gospel, recognized my gifts, and called them forth. And thank God for that, because that night in jail, I fell to my knees, and I asked God if he still heard me, if he would save me, that I would surrender my will, my entire life to him. I would walk with him every day from there forth and do whatever he had designed and planned for me to do. I got up the next morning and the judge called and signed a signature bond, which never happens if you know anything about law enforcement or the justice system on felonies, and I was free to go. I left the jail walking and I heard these words, Isaiah 43. The Lord spoke directly to me. I did not know at the time it was scripture. I had no point of reference to the Bible. I hadn't read it probably in 15 years. Months later, I was at a worship night at Body of Christ Assembly. Thank God for this ministry and the leaders in it. And someone started to recite these words. And I turned to a woman next to me and I said, "What is this? What is this?" She said, "Oh, sweetie, this is Isaiah. These are God's promises to us, brothers and sisters." I had a dream just last night. The Lord showed me dark times are coming. But these are the promises to his children. We do not have to endure the way the world does. Waters are coming, and darkness will sweep. But I thank and praise God that we have these promises to stand on. I didn't realize it at the time. I used to always say in my testimony, God never told me I wasn't going to jail. But I realized rereading this morning, that's not true. I didn't have enough context to realize what the scripture was promising. He had promised me right off the bat that it wasn't going to happen. I walked through it blindly in faith, but today, I don't have to. We can surrender our will. We can step into what God wants us to do, and we will be covered, and we will prosper. We will be the light in Goshen. I know that's 2 different stories, but you get it. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, your grace and mercy, and by our testimony. Lord, I pray that that story, true story, blesses somebody today. I pray, Father God, that you would give us courage to surrender and that you wouldn't have to break our wills as these dark times come. Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you that we are safe and protected in the fold. We thank you and praise you, God, that we don't have to follow the herd, that we are your sheep. You are our shepherd. We hear your voice, God, and another we won't follow. Lord, thank you that you are powerful and strong enough to break through the darkness. We thank you and praise you that you are powerful and strong enough to part the waters. We thank you and praise you that we have nothing to fear. You are holy, you are righteous, you are sovereign, and you are providential. Your kingdom will come and your will be done. We thank you and praise you for it, God. We thank you and praise you that we are not strong enough, smart enough, gifted enough, equipped enough to disrupt your will, that you will disrupt us. God, we thank you and praise you, Father God, that you offer and invite us in, that we don't have to go the hard way. I pray, Lord Jesus, that as these times are coming, and they are coming, as you showed me, Father God, that we would not sit on the sidelines passively, but that we would passionately pursue purpose, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus that we would lay down our plans and pick up yours. I thank you and praise you, Father God, that we don't have to wander wayward, Lord Jesus, that you are calling and that we hear your voice. We thank you and praise you that you have the desire to redeem this entire journey from the beginning, from the fall, has been about you bringing us back to you. You are so good. You have such a good plan. We don't need to fear. We just need to follow. You told me last week, follow me. So Lord, help us. Give us the courage, the strength, the desire. It is not us. We cannot do it by our own strength, or our own might. It's only by the power of your spirit in us. We are one with you. Help us, Heavenly Father, follow. Lord, we thank you and praise you that we don't have to worry like the world. We don't have to strive and we don't have to stress. Father God, we thank you and praise you that we will not be misled or misguided pursuing the passions of our heart, that we will be blessed and prosperous as we follow you. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that you are still a God that sets captives free. Set us free from the captivity of ourselves, of our minds, of our wills, of the worries of the world. Let us not be like the man Jesus spoke about or the people that Jesus spoke about in the parable where all the different things took them away from you. Lord God, when we find ourselves in fear, let it be an alert, an alarm that we have stepped away from you. Because you have commanded us to fear not. You said it 365 times in your written word, one for every single day. We have nothing to fear. Whom shall we fear? Whom shall we be afraid when we are yours? Help us to stay close. Help us to be in intimacy like John so that when you speak, we hear your voice easily. Help us to not be distracted, discouraged, disheartened by doubt and fear. Those are lies. We bind every lie in the name of Jesus and we replace it with the peace and presence of you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you give us revelation. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your prophets. Thank you for dreams. Thank you for vision. Thank you for word, Father God. Thank you for our leaders. Thank you for the power of prayer. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you that we have a partnership with you. We get to co-labor with you. You are our life partners, our business partners, Father God. You are our foundation, and we don't have to fear. We can rise up in prayer. It's the most powerful thing we can do. And we thank you and praise you for the privilege and the gift of prayer. Thank you and praise you that you have raised up a sect of intercessors, Father God, that can pull down the power of heaven. Things do not have to be the way the world says, the way the enemy plots, or the way our wills will lead us. God, it is dark. Those are treacherous waters. It is something to fear, but we need not fear because we walk with you. We thank you and praise you that whatever is coming in this world, we get to stand and rise above it. We are seated in heavenly places. We have power and authority to overcome darkness. We thank you and praise you because it is you that dwells in us. We have nothing to fear. Every plan and plot and attack is thwarted. And every will and every waywardness and every wandering is overrided. And we thank you and praise you, Father God, that deep in our hearts we do desire your will for our lives. We accept and receive. I accept and receive. I pray my brothers and sisters and everyone that's on this prayer line and everyone connected to them has that desire raised up in them too. Because apart from you, we can do nothing. Apart from you, we do not know you. Apart from you, our success is futile. It amounts to nothing. You said, Lord Jesus, the point of it all is to know you, to love ourselves and love others. Help us do your will so that your kingdom may come, your will be done. Lord, we thank you and praise you that you remove fear and you replace it with the fullness of you. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that you remove fear and you replace it with promise. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that we don't have to wander blindly anymore. That we can turn to you, fix our eyes on you, follow you, Lord Jesus, and we will be well. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that you desire the absolute best for us, even when we don't have the ability to recognize and see for ourselves. Father God, I pray that you would continue to impress it upon our hearts. Father God, I pray you ignite a fiery passion in all of us for purpose, and that we would relentlessly pursue it and you. Ultimately, you. I pray a blessing, a covering, and a hedge of protection around all of us. And I pray that the spirit of fear would have no entry here in Jesus' name. We thank you and praise you that we are champions and we walk boldly with you. Amen. 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 Brothers and sisters, I encourage you, exhort you to sow a seed into this ministry. It helped save my life and lead me back to Jesus, his plans, purpose and will for my life. It will do the same for you. Minister from where you are. Share your testimony. Bishop has been on fire teaching and guiding and encouraging, strengthening and equipping us to do what God has called us to do. Heed the word of the Lord. Dark times are coming and waters will rise, but we do not have to fear, for we walk with the Lord. I bless you and I turn it back over to our host.
Amen. Amen, Sister Rachel, for your testimony, your powerful testimony, and your powerful prayer. I'd ask the saints, let's praise God, give God a hand for what he has done for her. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For your redemption, Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God. I thank God, hallelujah, for what he can bring us out of, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. All right, we're going to have Minister Bronson. For those that are just joining us, that was Sister Rachel that prayed first and gave a testimony of her journey. Now we're going to have Minister Bronson coming behind her. Minister Bronson, are you ready? Amen. Go ahead. Let God use you.
Glory to God. Yes, indeed. All glory to God. It's a privilege and honor to pray with you all here from Akron, Ohio. And today's verse really makes me think of my 2 great years in Florida. My prayer prompt planted the verse Psalm 92:12-13. But the godly will flourish like palm trees, grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon. They are transplanted to the Lord's own house. Again, my prayer prompt. To be planted, the verse is Psalm 92:12-13. But the godly will flourish like palm trees, grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon. They are transplanted to the Lord's own house. The importance of being planted is from the knowledge that good things take time. I remember I was rushing home because my phone was dying, went from 5% to 0% very quickly. I got home, my phone on the charger, waited 2 minutes, was at 1%, and it wasn't enough for me to turn my phone on. Tried to rush through this process. We live in a microwave society now. I could just come out of the freezer and throw it in the microwave for 2-3 minutes. It's edible. There was a time where it took all day to make dinner because you had to go outside and kill the chicken and take the feathers off and clean it. And it took a lot more time in those days. If we're talking about trees, you know, trees don't have the luxuries that we have. They have to be planted to grow deep roots, to receive the sun. They have to receive the water from this root system. They have to receive all the goodness that their environment provides. There's no rushing through a meal, rushing through any processes when it comes to trees. If we see men as trees, we understand that our processes that take time. We have to be planted, rooted, receive the goodness and the nourishment that God has for us. Let's pray about being planted this morning. I'll be praying through Psalm 1. Heavenly Father, thank you for being a part of your creation. Thank you, Lord, that you've written out through your word what it takes for us to be blessed. It takes for us to be nourished. It takes for us to grow. Understand that we're blessed. We don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. We don't take mentorship and pointers from people who are walking in the opposite direction. Thank you, Lord, that we don't have to stand in the way of sinners. We don't have to loiter vanity. We don't have to hang around people who are going nowhere. Thank you, Lord, that we don't have to sit in the seat of the scornful. Just literally plant ourselves in unhealthy and unnourishing situations, planting ourselves with people who offer empty words. We know that your delight comes from those who delight in your word. Your delight is in those who meditate on your word day and night, because you make those people like trees planted by the rivers of water. Thank you, Lord, that you desire to create an environment where our roots go deep. We're pulling up nourishment from the ground. As we're planted by the rivers of water, we receive all of the moisture and all the water needs that we could possibly need. You cause those people bring forth fruit in their season. Thank you, Lord, that as we are planted, you help us to bear fruit when our time comes. I pray, Lord, that you will help us to create an environment where we can flourish, where we can grow. Thank you, Lord, for those that are planted on the prayer line. Thank you, Lord, for those who have planted themselves in communities. They're constantly and consistently being poured into. Thank you, Lord, for those who have planted themselves with godly people, godly counsel, that they can bear fruit in their season. Thank you, Lord, for bishops' push to develop content not just once a day, but multiple times a day, that we can get what we need in order to build the ministries that you have called us to. Whether that's in hospitals, whether it's with our families, whether it's in prisons, whether it's just posting online. Thank you for the environment that we have been placed in so that we can bring forth fruit in our season. Thank you, Lord God. Once we are planted, that our leaf will not wither. Thank you, Lord, that the cares of this world won't cause us to fall away. The anxieties and world system won't allow us to wither. Instead, we can continue to grow even as time goes on. Thank you, Lord, that whatever we do, prosper. That's because we are planted your word. We're planted with godly people. We're learning the principles that it takes in order to truly succeed, in order to truly prosper. I'm praying right now for the people who are slowful about starting their ministries. I pray, Lord God, that you will remove the concept of failure from their mind. Remove the fear of failure. Because you've planted us exactly where we needed to be in order to truly experience prosperity. Thank you, Lord, because we've removed ourselves from the ungodly and sinners and the scornful, that you won't be like the chaff which the wind drives away. Thank you, Lord God, because of the environment that you placed us in, because of the environment that we're planted in, you know our way. You're going to cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus. You know the way of the righteous. You will give us everything that we need in order to continue to move forward. Word says, you order the steps of the righteous man. You delight in their way. You order the steps of the righteous man. You walk along the path of righteousness with them. God, I thank you that we get an opportunity to be planted with like-minded people. Thank you, Lord, that we follow our leaders as they follow Christ. As we follow them, we get to be more and more like the person you've created us to be. Thank you, Lord God, that as we're planted in your presence, you're conforming us in the image of Christ. Thank you, Lord, that as we seek you, we become more like you. We spend time with you. More of your goodness rubs off on us so we can share your goodness with the world. And even as the 23rd Psalm ends, we will dwell in your house forever. It also says he's there to behold your beauty, to inquire of your temple. Make us more like you, God. Make us more like you. Cause our face to shine just as Moses did as he enjoyed your presence. Plant us here. Allow us to be steadfast, Lord God, immovable, always abounding in the work. Plant us here, God. Plant us here, Lord. As the deer panteth for the water, cause our souls desire you in this dry and desert land. Was planted by the rivers of water, God. We can bring forth fruit in our season. Was planted, God. The word says, according to the quote-unquote Beatitudes, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Give us a desire for more of you. Give us a desire for more of your word, more of the Logos and the Rhema word. That we can live by it, we can walk in it, we can get the results out of our lives that you desire. Through our steps in your word. Through our steps. And Lord God, for those who feel like they are disconnected, pray, Lord, that you will be closer to them. You will continue to draw them with your loving kindness. You will forgive them of their sins. You will wash them of their sins, cleanse them of all iniquity. Restore the fellowship, Lord. Replant them into your house, just like you did the prodigal son. Gave him everything that he needed in order to feel, from quote, replanted in that house. You gave him a ring. You gave him a robe. You gave him shoes. Gave him the comfort that he needed, the authority that he needed. Gave him what he needed so that he would not think of himself as the slave that he desired to be, but to truly be a son in the house. Thank you for your grace and mercy that pulls us back in. Loving kindness, your tender mercies that pulls us back in. Plant us in your house so that we can receive everything that we need, that we can bear the fruit that you've called us to. In the Master's name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen. And I now turn the prayer line back over to the prayer lead.
Amen, Minister Bronson. We thank you. We thank you for your prayer on planted. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way. Well, we're coming to the halfway mark of our prayer service. For those that are coming on for the first time, we welcome you. We welcome you today. Thank you, Jesus. And for those that may have to leave, we're asking you if you can sow a seed. You can sow it to $ Bishop Eric Kincaid, Bishop Eric Clark, or you can text to give to 216-462-1209. That's text to give 216-446-1209. Or you can also go to ekcministry.org, give your offering, give your prayer request there, or your 1 minute GPS. At this time, we're going to turn the remainder of this service over to our own Pastor Terry Buckner. Pastor T, are you there?
Pastor T.
Thank you, Pete. I
hear you, sir. God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, we greet you all this morning in the matchless name of Jesus. We thank God for his word. Thank you for his presence. We thank you for the people. We thank you for the testimony of our sister Rachel this morning. The testimony is going to touch thousands and thousands of young ladies, and you're going to help people, even though it was started out as might have been some mess, but God's going to turn it around to your message. You have a great message. Continue on. We're with you. We stand in agreement with you in your ministry, Brother Bronson, about planning. And it's good word, my brother. It's just good to be connected with good people. We're all from different backgrounds, from different parts of the land. And God has connected us through prayer. We're very grateful and very honored to have all these wonderful people, these prayer warriors, these prayer leads, and these prayer hosts. And God is doing a magnificent thing in the name of Jesus. I want to pray this morning before I get started on one of my brothers, Roger. He passed away, and we're having a service for him this morning, so I'm getting ready. And then my cousin Pauline, and it's just a couple of other people. I didn't write it down. But we're just praying for them and praying for their families and praying that God would bless them and send forth comfort to them in the name of Jesus. And that God would use us to help others, to comfort others in the name of Jesus. We're still praying for Tanisha and Ayana, and praying for Mina, praying for Tracy Rucker, praying for all those to be healed, and that God would pour out his spirit upon them in the name of Jesus. The exchange student queen, in the name of Jesus. Wosey George, her nephew, praying for them, a church over in Africa, blessings upon them, that the pastors would be united in the spirit of love and faith, and he would continue to speak God's word. The entire Jenkins families were praying that God would continue to cover them in the name of Jesus. Joyce and John were praying for them. Hattie Wynn, asking God to be with her this morning. Be with all of our mothers, all our seniors this morning. Give them the grace that they need to continue on. Those in nursing homes, those in rehabilitation centers, those in places
where right now they need that help and that safety. I pray that there's a place of refuge. I pray that there's a place like David had when he was in the cave of Adullam. My God, I pray that it's a place of rest and place of safety right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I also thank you, Lord, for all our brothers and sisters that are on the prayer list, all our brothers and sisters that connected to us through the body, and all our co-laborers in Christ Jesus all across this land. We pray for them this morning. I have a scripture in Mark chapter 4. Around about verse 35, Jesus calms the storm. Always remember that we have different storms in our life, and when we get out of one storm, there's another one coming. So just get yourself prepared. You have to be prepared for the storms, but you're keeping your eyes and your mind and stayed on the keep hold on to your faith even in the midst of the storm. And at evening came, Jesus said to the disciples, he said, let's go across to the other side of the lake. So they took Jesus in a boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waters were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up shouting, teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown? When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, silence, be still, just be still. Suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? The disciples were absolutely terrified. Who is this man? They asked each other. Even the winds and the waves obey him. I read this story many times, but as I looked at it again this morning, and I was thinking that God is in control. Even the enemy would try to evoke fear into our life. Everything that's happening around with the children starting all these fights and these little wars out here, war in the Middle East, all this stuff is to evoke fear into our life. But I speak the words of the Lord. Don't be afraid. Just believe. Don't be afraid. Just believe. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the one who is able to control every storm that comes in your life. And that is by the way of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you that for everyone that is connected right now, everyone that's underneath the sound of my voice shall be blessed this day. They shall not be afraid. They shall not live in fear, but they shall live by the word, by faith. And faith cometh by the word of God. We pray for more of your word. My God, we hunger and thirst after righteousness, but we shall be filled. We shall be satisfied in the things of Christ Jesus this morning. Father, we pray that everyone's heart, whatever on their heart, whatever their desire would be met today in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that your requests will be written out and given to God, and God would answer according to his will in the mighty name of Jesus. We don't speak fear. We don't live in fear, my God. We live by faith of the word of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing, all that you have done, for all our past victories. We thank you. We thank you because we know that we are victorious in Christ Jesus right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for our sister Rachel. We thank you for her word, her testimony. We thank you for her faithfulness. We thank you for how you turn her whole situation around for your good in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for Minister Bronson, for his words of kindness and words of edification and encouragement on a daily basis. we thank you, and we ask God to bless him and bless his ministry. We thank you for brother, for Minister Andre right now in the name of Jesus. As he goes forth and he goes into the nursing homes and to the facility, that the spirit and the presence of God would rest upon his life. My God, that he will speak words of edification, words of encouragement. He will lift up sad souls in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for his wife right now for total healing, even in her life, everything that she's been through. We speak healing. We speak deliverance right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, use her ministry right now in the name of Jesus. We speak it right now. All these prayer leads and warriors right now, we speak peace in their families, peace in their situation, peace at their workplace, peace in their homes. Peace, peace be still in their ministry right now. We pray that God would use them for his glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you for all your people right now in the name of Jesus, all your disciples, all your learners and followers of Christ Jesus. We speak peace and prosperity into their life right now. We speak peace into their ministry right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we have the victory. The victory has already been won in Christ Jesus. The victory was won on the cross. And we thank you. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you bless your people, encourage your people, touch your people, all your children, all those babies that go into school right now in the name of Jesus. We pray right now a special anointing, a special covering, a special presence of God will be upon them this day. No hurt, harm, or danger will come to them in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you anoint the school bus right now. Hallelujah. You anoint the crossing guards right now. You anoint the school bus driver right now. We anoint the security people in the school systems right now, every teacher, every principal, every counselor, my God, in the name of Jesus, will be touched by the Spirit of God in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. God, we ask that you forgive them of all their sins, all their past hurts. Forgive them and turn their situation around and use them for your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, I speak total healing even upon myself, God. Even upon going and visiting different doctors and specialists, God, I speak healing. I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. The spirit of fear has to go. We cast out fear right now in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for healing. We thank you for the victory right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for those with low self-esteem. We pray for those that are in pain. We pray for those who have depression. We pray for those who have been hurt. We pray for those who have sorrow. It's all gone now in the name of Jesus. It's all gone. He's going to wipe it all out. He's going to wipe it all. Matter of fact, it's already been wiped out by the blood of Christ. We speak the blood to be upon the doorpost, to be upon the relationship, to be upon the home right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak covering upon the people right now, blessings upon the people, and we ask God to continue to use them for your glory in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what's about to happen right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the victory is already won. We thank you that people are about to walk in the victory in the name of Jesus. Where the head was bowed down, now their head is up, my God, in the name of Jesus. Now that when they look down, now they're going to look up. Hallelujah. And look them in the eye and tell them that the victory is won. We declare Jesus has already won in the mighty name of Jesus. We hold the hands of our Father, and we do what our Father has done. My God, we speak faith right now to the situation. Even when you go inside the bank, we speak faith. When you go inside, talk to the realtor, we speak faith. My God, faith and power in the love of God. When you're inside the hospital, we speak faith. My God, when you're inside the courtroom, we speak in faith and power in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's already been done. We declare it. We stand on it in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And amen. We thank you. We thank you for this time, people of God. We thank you for this time of sharing these few minutes. Continue to hold on to your faith. Tell that storm that's in your life to be still. You got business with God. You got business with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, people of God. We love you. We encourage you. Hold on. Keep doing what you're doing. Y'all doing a great job, and we thank you and bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I turn it back over to our host.
Amen, Pastor Buckner. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your intercessory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are praying on this prayer line this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Believer's Declaration states, number one, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. Number two, as mature believers, we minister from our location. Number three, we are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are praying on this prayer line this morning. We are praying for those that are in the nursing homes and rehabilitation centers this morning. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to reach out to them, to go visit them at times of need, to comfort them. We thank you, Lord, for how you're using all those in the nation that goes to the nursing homes, all those that goes out to the prisons. We ask you to continually bless them and strengthen them as they minister from their locations, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are also praying for the church in Africa, that's Pastor Pay and Pastor Matthew Wawa. We're praying for Keisha, Uncle Eric. We're also praying for our old deacon, Mike Alexander, who lost his mom. I believe their service will be held on October 14th at the Calhoun facility over there on Rockside, beginning at 12:30. We're praying for Keisha Horton's health. We're praying for me and my wife's son-in-law, brother, who was killed. We're praying for our son-in-law, Mason, in this situation, and the family of Mason, that they be comforted, that God have his way and his will be done, that they find the perpetrator and bring him to justice. We're praying for a brother that is sick in Mississippi, in the name of Jesus. Also, we're praying for Rose Cross. She's in a rehabilitation center, so keep her in your prayers. I believe she's a stroke victim, so keep her in your prayers. Also, Sister Vicky's daughter-in-law, Quintina, and her family. Her mom passed away, and she has been diagnosed with leukemia, and she has been put on a ventilator, and it's not looking very good for her. So keep all of those that were mentioned on the prayer list throughout the day. If you can remember their names, call their names out before the Lord. Well, we're getting to the end of our prayer service, and Bishop Clark will be coming on. Sister Rachel, she was first, and she prayed and gave a testimony, and her topic was fear not, for I am with you. And some of her bullet points, she said, Jesus desires to redeem us. And I thank that. I thank God that we've been redeemed. Thank you, Jesus, that you purchased us with your blood. I thank you, Jesus. She said, we must be encouraged to surrender. And she came out of Isaiah 43. Minister Bronson was on Planet. He came from Psalms 1. And he brought out about bearing fruit for the Lord. I like this one. He said, Planet on this prayer line. You can stay connected to this prayer line. Just get planted on this prayer line. All you have to do is text the word maximize to 55444 one time, and you will receive all of our information that comes from our ministry. You can stay connected and you can stay planted on this prayer line. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Okay, Pastor T. Buckner, he said, keep your eyes on the prize. Yeah, we got to keep our eyes on Jesus. Bishop said, we keep our eyes on Jesus, he'll keep us in perfect peace. That's what the word says. Well, Minister Andre Jeffries, I am your last prayer lead, and I'll be reading from the 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, starting at the 13th verse. And it reads, brethren, oh, I'm coming out of the Daily Walk Bible, New International Version. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own words, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctify in the hearts and mind of all those that believe. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you've done for us, Lord. We love you this morning, Lord Jesus. We are here on this prayer line service to lift your name up, Jesus, for everything that you have done and that you're doing and that you will do in our lives, Lord. Thank you for keeping your hand of protection upon us, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you look down on those that have lost their lives, their families, that the ones that have died in the hurricane, Lord. We ask that you bring comfort and relief there, Lord Jesus. There was 182 lives lost as so far counting, Lord, and they're still searching for people, Lord. Help them, Lord. Give them relief that they need, Jesus, as only you know how to do, Lord Jesus. Send them help, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for the wars, Lord, that's going on, Lord. Let it be a de-escalation of what's going on, Lord. Let it not escalate, Lord, any further than what it already has been, Lord. We need you, Lord Jesus, to interfere, intercede, Lord Jesus. Bring peace, Lord, in the Middle East, Lord. In your name, Jesus, we're asking for it, Lord Jesus. According to your will, let it be done, Lord Jesus. We trust in you this morning, Lord Jesus. You have all the answers and you have all the escape routes, Lord Jesus. You have your plan set in motion, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. There's nothing that none of us can do but just trust in you, Jesus. And we do that this morning, Lord. We ask that you bring the strike to a halt, Lord. Let them get a settlement, Lord Jesus, so that our economy won't go high, Lord, so food costs won't go high, Lord. We need you, Lord, to bring a settlement there, Lord Jesus, and bring them back to work, Lord. Bring the dock workers back to work, Lord, in your name, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you're doing. We ask you to continually draw on this prayer line, Lord. Bring them, Lord Jesus, from the east, north, and west, and south, Lord Jesus. Let us join together, Lord, crying, lifting you up, Lord Jesus, surrendering our wills to you. Let our roots go deep, Lord Jesus. Excuse me. That we can bring fruit, Lord, that we can bear fruit for others, Lord. We need you this morning, Lord Jesus. Help us to pursue our dreams, Lord Jesus, according to your will, Lord. We thank you for the desire that you put in us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the dreams and visions that you've given us, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Help us to do the work now, Lord Jesus. Help us not to be lazy or slothful, Lord Jesus. And what we must do our part, Lord. Show us, Lord Jesus, the direction we should go, Lord. Continue to lead and guide and direct our path, Lord. Continue to watch over our loved ones, Lord. Our children and our grandchildren, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be the examples that you are calling for in these last and evil days, Lord. Help us to have someone find their way to you, Lord. Help us to reconcile somebody back to you, Lord, in our own area, in our own area of influence, Lord Jesus. Help us to be influencers, Lord, that lead people back to you. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the prayer leads and hosts. We thank you for our bishop and our pastors. We thank you for all the pastors all over the state, all over the world, Lord, that are proclaiming your word, Lord Jesus, that are lifting up the bloodstained banner, Lord, in these times that we're living in, Lord. Help us to stand, Lord Jesus. Help us to keep our flesh under subjection, Lord. In your name, Jesus, give us the disciplines that we need, Lord. Higher levels, higher disciplines, Lord. We thank you for that, for Minister Bronson. It's still in my spirit, Lord. And I thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing, Lord. We ask that you have your way, Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord. Continue to heal, save, Lord Jesus. Turn people back from their wicked ways, Lord Jesus. Continue to draw them to you, Lord Jesus, like never before, because we know that you're coming soon, Lord. Save our families, Lord. Allow us, Lord Jesus, to minister in our locations, Lord. Thank you for the power you've given us, Lord Jesus, each and every day, Lord. Thank you for the renewing of our minds, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We surrender our wills to you, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Jesus, is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I'm trying to get my phone to come back on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Help me this morning, somebody. Help me to praise the Lord this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is worthy.
Thank
he is
you,
worthy.
Lord, that every need is met.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Meet the needs.
Thank you, Lord, Lord everybody.
Thank
praise
you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless your name.
Hallelujah. He's worthy. We bless your holy name,
thank
Lord
you.
God.
We thank you. Amen. Amen. We're coming to the close of our prayer service, our prayer service. We would ask you to stay connected to our ministry. I said it once, you can stay connected by texting the word maximize 55444 or only once, and you will be given all of our information that this ministry is about. You can go to ekcministry.org and check all the ministries that's going forth on the website that we have. In the name of Jesus, we are looking for prayer leads and hosts. You can also call Pastor Lenore and leave a message at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. And she will get back with you. And remember, we are a church in the cities and packed in the world. We are a construction site for the families, a university for success, and a people vowing to praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, Bishop Clark will be coming on in about 3 minutes. I'm going to let you go. Don't forget to go to YouTube and Get the daily bread for the day. It's good. If you miss it, if you can't receive it, you can always go back and get it in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Have a great day.
Amen. Have a blessed day.
You too.